Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Nun Vav Chulin 56. And today's Daf Yomi, our mission now lists those things that are not a trefa by an oaf, those things by a bird that don't make the animal unkosher. And says the Mishnah, Elu Kasherus Bof. These are those things by a bird that don't make the animal a trefa. One is Nikva Gargaris, that if the trachea became punctured, Oshinistika, or cracked, but it was not the majority of the trachea that was punctured or cracked, then we say that the animal is still kosher. Or Hikata, that Hulda, let's say a weasel bit the bird al rosha on its head, which is makom sheino oso so trefa. That's a place, since it's not corresponding to the brain, that we say that the animal is not a trefa. Let's say nikaf hazefek. Let's say the crop, which is the part of the bird where the food first gathers after it goes through the esophagus, and from there it goes on to the gizzard. That if the crop became punctured, it's going to be considered kosher. Whereas Rabbi says afilu nito, that even if you don't have a crop at all in the bird's going to be kosher. Let's say the stomach of the bird opened up. V'yatzu b'nei me'erha v'lo nikfu. Let's say the intestines came out from the animal, and they didn't get punctured, and then they were able to be put back. Then we say under those circumstances, the animal is kosher. Nishtabru gapel, let's say the bones of the wings broke, or nishtabru raglel, or the bone of the foot broke, or nimritu kinafel, or the feathers that were on it became plucked out. Then under these circumstances, we say that the animal is kosher. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, im nitla hanotza, that if the feather that was closest to the flesh, and it's like a down covering, like a wool that keeps it warm, if that was removed, then we're going to say it's basua. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that it's disqualified. Comes along our Gemara, and our Gemara says, when we say that if the intestines went out and then they weren't punctured, that you could put them back and it's kosher, he says, when do we say that the animal is not a trefa? That's where the intestines were not jumbled up, they were not mixed around. But if when he put back the intestines, that they were moved around, then we're going to say it's trefa. Then the animal is indeed rendered a trefa. And what's the reasoning why the animal is rendered a trefa? Because says Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, we're going to cite a verse for you from Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 6, which it states in the verse, Halo avicha konecha hu ascha vayechonenecha, that God made you vayechonenecha. And what does it mean that God made you chonenecha, on your foundations? This teaches us that God made a person in a proper manner, that everything we have in our body is according to a specific shape. And so therefore each limb is found on its proper base, and everything is done according to the proper manner. Teaches us Shem Nepach Achas Mehan, that if one of these limbs has moved around in a different fashion, Eino Yachol Lichyo. So the verse that you can't live. So we see from here verse that states Hu Ascha Vayechon Necha, God made you, teaches us that all of our organs need to be done in the proper manner. And so therefore, if the internal organs of the bird, even though they're put back in the body, if they're switched around, we're going to say that it's not done in the proper manner. It's not organized properly. So we're going to say that the animal is not kosher. So comes along Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir seems to be arguing, because Rabbi Meir has a different interpretation of this verse. Says Rabbi Meir, what do we do with the verse from Deuteronomy 32:6 that says Hu ascha vayechon necha, that God made you and he formed you on your foundation? He says this verse does not refer to the body of a person or the body of an animal, but it refers to Knesset Yisrael, all of the children of Israel, the congregation of Israel. Because what are we compared to? We are compared to Kracha de Kue Bay. We're compared to a city that everything is found within it. Meaning to say, Rabbi Meir says that it's not referring to a person, but it's referring to Knesset Yisrael. God made the Jewish people as a special nation amongst all the nations, and God made for the Jewish people everything in its foundations. That means to say that God made for us a base that all the Jewish people can be self-sustaining. And what is this base? Because from the Jewish people, Mimenu Kohanav, the Jewish people have everything. We are self-sustaining. We could make it all on our own. We are Jewish people, which has Kohanim, which has Nevi'im, which has prophets, which has officers, Mimenu Melachav, as it states with respect to the Jewish people. as it states in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 4, Mimenu pina, mimenu yase, that the Jewish people have a corner, they have a stake. Meaning to say, the prophet Zechariah is prophesizing about the kingdom of Judah, that from it will come out kings and officers. And therefore, they don't need to bring people from other nations to bring. You don't need to bring help from a different nation in order to accomplish what you want. That we have everything we need. We don't need to be running to the other nations. That's what the prophet Zechariah says, and that's how Rabbi Meir interprets this verse. And it's interesting because we know that Rabbi Meir did have a lot of interaction with the Roman authorities, and so we see from here Rabbi Meir says, no, we can handle our own Jewish people. We don't need the Roman officers. We can do it on our own. And the Gemara tells us a story which at first glance doesn't really connect to the earlier story. The Gemara says, Ahu Roma, there was once a Roman, Tachaziahu Gavra, that he saw a man, Denafal Meigro Ari, saw this man that fell off the roof and he fell to the ground, Pake Kresav Enafak Mine, that his stomach opened up and his intestines, his internal organs popped out. So Asil of Ray, so what did he do? Because he was afraid to put the organs right back in. So he took this the son of this man, Vishakhta Kamei Bahiza Senayim, that he just slaughtered him with like magic. He didn't really kill him, he just made it look like he slaughtered the guy. So when that happened, Ingid Vitnach, that the person fainted, the person whose intestines had dropped out fainted. And when he did that, Itnach Ol Lemayani. And so when he sighed, then as a result of that, his intestines popped back in, Vechaite Legrise. And then the Roman sewed up the stomach. This story seems to refute Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says, we don't need the nations. It comes along this story in the Gemara and says, yeah, we do. Look, they know how to do surgery. Even though the verse says we don't need the other nations, this verse tells us that the other nations, of course, are essential, as you see that the Roman officer did surgery and thereby saved this person's life. So it's a story to refute the teaching of Rabbi Meir.